Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. John Murphy draws inspiration for writing the book Miracle-Minded Manager from lessons he learned in his personal and professional life after studying A Course in Miracles in 2008. Miracle-Minded Manager tells the fictional story of Jack McDonald. He's the president of Typeco Company, who finds himself hitting a roadblock in the form of unhelpful reports and an antiquated system in his bid to transform his company. Well, Jack turned to business consultant Jordan McKay, who suggested he try A Course in Miracles. Not only did the course help Jack to resolve his problems at Typeco, but also the course helped him well in his personal life. John Murphy is the founder and CEO of Venture Management Consultants Incorporated, a firm specializing in creating lean, high-performance work environments comprising world-class consultants, educators, practitioners, and mentors. As a business consultant, John has worked with some of the world's leading organizations, ADP, BMW, Chase, the Michigan State Senate, CIA, and the U.S. Navy. He's the author of more than 19 books, has trained thousands of people from more than 50 countries, resides in Palm Beach, Florida. And John J. Murphy, author of Miracle-Minded Manager, a modern-day parable about how to apply A Course in Miracles in business, is our guest on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Great being here.
Love the story. Love the story you tell, the parable you tell. There's so much that we can apply. It's actionable and relatable. What inspired you to write this book? You've written so many others. What motivated you to write Miracle-Minded Manager?
Yeah, well, 30 plus years ago, Rick, I was writing, typical leadership books, books on team building, customer service. I'm a business consultant. And in one of my books, my older brother, he's a professor at Notre Dame now, he read it and he said, you know what you ought to do, John, is write an allegory. And I said, yeah, well, that sounds like a great idea. What's an allegory? I didn't even know. But he said, you tell interesting stories in your books and you should write the whole book as a story, like a novel, you know? And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And he actually loaned me a book that I read that was an allegory just to get a feel for it. And so I wrote a book called Agent of Change, Leading a Cultural Revolution, and using the same characters, Jack McDonald and Jordan McKay, where Jack is really struggling to change his corporate culture and really pull people together as a team and get alignment and true empowerment and all that. And it just occurred to me many years later, after writing a lot of other different types of books and studying A Course in Miracles and applying it in my business, in my life, that, wow, how cool would it be to bring that back into Jack's situation? Because what you discover now, and even though I wrote Miracle-Minded Manager 20 years later after Agent of Change, the story, it's only 3 years later. And in that three-year period, Jack has been promoted. He's doing really well. He's the president of a major business unit for TIPCO now, which stands for Typical Company. But he's got real stress issues, anxiety. He's got some health issues. He's got relationship issues with his family. And he's successful on paper, you might say, but internally, he's really struggling. And so now with all the emphasis on mindfulness and mindful leadership, and I'm writing a lot about mindfulness and teaching it as a business consultant. I thought, you know, why not help Jack with this problem, which is a problem so many people around the world struggle with, anxiety and stress and such these days. So, and because I had, you know, I've been a self-help junkie since I started my practice 35 years ago and learning everything I possibly can. And I kept running across A Course in Miracles from people like Dr. David Hawkins and Deepak Chopra and Eckhart Tolle, Marianne Williamson, people like that, Wayne Dyer. So what is this Course in Miracles anyways? So I learned about it. I actually took the course. I've been taking it continuously now for the last 15 years or so. Anyway, I thought this is really interesting because it helped me so much, Rick, in my personal life and in my professional life, that why not teach it, not teach the course, but the basic elements of it, which are things like forgiveness and transcending the ego thought system and really starting to to see beyond the duality of right and wrong and us and them and win and lose, the, you know, the ego mentality, to really yes. transcend that to a world of real true forgiveness and freedom. And as so the Miracle Minded Manager doesn't teach you a course in miracles. There's no reason for that because it already exists, but it really teaches you how to apply it to professional life, personal life, relationships, health issues, all kinds of things. And so, you know, Miracle Minded Manager went on to win some awards, and it tells a really interesting story. And one of the best compliments I got was from the former chairman and CEO of Bridgestone Americas, Gary Garfield, who said, you know, this is a book. This isn't just about a business management. This is a book really that applies to everyone. And I'm recommending it to all of my family.
Wow. And it's yeah. that really, it's not about business necessarily. Of course, it's business oriented, but it's about life as well. The book is Miracle Minded Manager by our guest on the program, John J. Murphy. The book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. John's website is johnjmurphy.org, and we've got all of that on our website. It's interesting you mentioned reading self-help books and the fact that this has been sort of a continual journey for you. Do we often make mistakes? We read a self-help book, we read it, we put it away, and we think we're cured for the rest of our lives. It's permanently changed the direction of life. It sounds like self-help is really something that's an ongoing process, at least has been in your life. Do you find that true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Rick. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm an instructor. I teach companies around the world on best practices, so to speak, which include a whole lot of tools. You know, so we need a good set of tools to do whatever we do well. And the way I teach it, I use the metaphor of golf, whether people like golf or not, or play golf or don't. The metaphor is this, and it applies to the self-help question, is, you know, a self-help book is a tool. It's like a golf club. So how do you really learn golf is my question to people. Do you learn it by watching videos of other people do it? Do you learn it by reading books about it or magazine articles about it? Or do you really learn it by actually swinging the golf clubs? So what I've discovered over the years is a lot of people think they know something, they intellectualize it, they think they get it, and they don't because they've never swung the clubs. So the way I teach, it's typically referred to as applied learning. You have to apply the book, apply the self-help yes. lessons. Make them part of your, integrate them into your life, because if it's just theory and it's just academic and you don't actually do it, you don't make it behavioral, you really haven't changed anything. And in fact, it can even be a bit of a curse, because now you think you know something you don't and you're getting in your own way. So that's another thing about Jack McDonald, is he was getting in his own way, like we all do sometimes. And the idea is, you know, what limiting beliefs, what paradigms, what mental models, whatever you want to call it, am I embracing subconsciously? Like, I don't even know I'm doing it until it hits me in the face sometimes. What are those, and how do we uncover those subconscious thoughts and beliefs and transcend them, delete them? So that one of the most important things is that we learn how to delete faulty programming in our lives. Delete limiting beliefs. And when we learn how to delete and get things, remove obstacles, so to speak, and constraints, the world opens up in just amazing ways. And it's almost like, wow, I can't even believe this. But that's the miracle-minded piece of it all.
And we see it unfold in the life of Jack McDonald in John's book, Miracle-Minded Manager, A Modern-Day Parable About How to Apply a Course in Miracles. I want to go back and have you repeat something. It's so important. Who can benefit from this book? If you're thinking, another business book, it's I'm not involved in business at that level that I need to deal with all of these issues. Everybody that reads it, and it was your experience as well, it changes all aspects of your life. This book is for everybody, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if there's stress in your life, if there's conflict, if you're having trouble with a relationship, whether it's a family relationship or a work relationship, It's for entrepreneurs, you know, trying to get a business started where there's all kinds of uncertainty and stress. It's for parents, you know, with children. So really the book, it's just a business setting because people can, you know, a lot of people have to get up and go to work every day. So, but the idea that it's for managers only is a bit of a misnomer because we're all managing something throughout the day, despite what our title might be. We're managing households, we're managing budgets, we're managing families, you know, projects, all kinds of stuff. So it teaches us how to do that with more grace, with more inner peace and confidence, you know, not fake confidence, fake it till you make it, but genuine, authentic belief. I got this. It's all going to work out.
In the book, Miracle Minded Manager by John Murphy, Jack hits a roadblock, and we all hit roadblocks. Now, like you said, we don't have to be in business to have roadblocks. We have roadblocks all through our life. So the book is very relatable. It's very actionable. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. John's website, johnjmurphy.org, information there on all of the books that John has written. You touched on something, and boy, we don't have 12 hours because we could really get into it, but in a couple of minutes, give us a tip on how to overcome stress. This is in so many, we start the day off and we've got a clean slate and we're fine and something happens bad at 10:10 or out of the ordinary, unexpected, and suddenly we're dealing with stress that has the potential to ruin the rest of the day. How can we overcome stress? Simple ways that we can overcome stress.
Yeah, that's such an important question, Rick. Number one, we have to recognize that stress doesn't come to us externally. It comes from us internally. So it's not this other person who stresses me out, or it's not this traffic jam or this tech issue I'm struggling with at work. My computer, you know, kicked me out or something like that.
Yeah, I could relate to that. Yes.
Yeah, right. We all can. It's the mind. It's our thoughts that stress us out. So the problem is a lot of us have what we'd call a victim consciousness. It's the other guy. It's the other person. It's the situation that's stressing me out. And step number one is to take ownership for it and realize, you know, actually stress is a projection of my mind. I'm actually projecting something negative onto the universal landscape, so to speak. So because it's self-imposed, I mean, we're getting in our own way and we don't even realize it. That's step number one. And so where is it coming from? And it's coming from not being present. It's coming from something's negative is going to happen in the next minute or in the next 5 minutes or in the next hour or in the next month or year. And so when we're not present and we see something unpleasant or painful in the future, it activates our stress system, our stress hormones, you know, our cortisol levels, yes, and our adrenaline levels, our stress hormones. It activates it. And so we think that this external thing is actually stressing us out. And there are techniques, mindful techniques, meditation techniques that help us ground ourselves essentially and be more present and not project into the future. And a good metaphor for that would be you watch a basketball player, you know, step up to the free throw line to shoot maybe a game winning or game losing shot. One of the first things you see him do is take a really deep breath. Just get grounded.
Yes.
You know, because the only thing that matters right now is right now. It doesn't matter that you missed a shot, you know, 10 minutes ago. Golfers have to do this, great golfers. It doesn't matter if you screwed up the hole, you know, three back.
Yes.
What matters right now is what this shot. And so when we start to look at our lives by saying what matters right now is right now, and it's not something that happened in the past that stresses me out, it's not something in the future that might not go well, it's pay attention to what's going on right now and manage it in the very best way you can so that you activate a very positive vibration, so to speak, energy frequency.
You know, I didn't need all 12 hours. You were able to, in a couple of minutes, give me something, a relatable, actionable tip on how stress is within. It's not the situation necessarily giving me the stress. It's my reaction, my perception of of that external factor. There's so much, it's so well written, the book, Miracle Minded Manager, John J. Murphy. So much to talk about, so little time to do it. But I want to talk about, you mentioned before, forgiveness, the importance for that. Give me a couple of keys to freedom, as you call them, to forgiveness, because we carry forgiveness around, or lack of forgiveness around, for situations and people to our detriment, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. And here's the thing. There's two different ways to define forgiveness. There's the ego approach, which is human nature.
Yes.
And there's the spiritual, the higher consciousness approach. And so, and the book describes this in great detail. So the ego, which is a fear-based duality system. So the ego sees everything as right or wrong, good or bad, us and them. It splits everything. We're all separate. We're all separated. And the ego is fear-based. It thrives on fear. Might not think it that way, but we all attach to things and then we're afraid of losing them, you know, and that's human nature. So the ego thought system is essentially a very common human nature thought system. The ego defines forgiveness as, well, I was right and you were wrong, but I forgive you. It still splits it. It's still dualistic. You know, I was right and you were wrong, but I forgive you.
Sort of like an apology that we do. If you think I offended you, I apologize, but I really didn't.
Yeah, what that actually is in truth, Rick, is it's a form of condemnation. I was right, you were wrong. It's condemnation, and we're just trying to say, okay, I forgive you. But we really don't. And because another common phrase we hear is forgive, but don't forget. I'll never forget, you know. Well, that's not forgiveness, because forgiveness is forgetting about it. It's over. It's letting it go completely. It's gone. It's like it never happened. And when we learn to do that, as painful as the experiences we've had might be, and I've been through many, and I'm sure you have too.
Exactly.
When we learn to truly release and let that energy go, it's just like a releasing a toxic energy in our bodies and our minds. That's the freedom part. When we I call it let go to let flow. When we let go of all of this baggage and condemnation and thoughts of revenge and right, wrong, and when we just delete, the freedom we feel is incredible. And this is what Jack had to do in the story. Even though he thought he was right about some things, he had to say, you know what, it's just time to say goodbye to this. I'm going to let these thoughts go. It's gone.
Great. I love this. If you're learning something as I am in 15 minutes, imagine if you read the book, what you will learn. Miracle Minded Manager, a modern day parable about how to apply A Course in Miracles in Business. John J. Murphy, book available wherever books are sold. His website is johnjmurphy.org. Link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Few minutes left in the program. Talk about the law of attraction. It's something we hear a lot about, but really don't fully understand. What is the law of attraction?
Well, yeah, essentially, Rick, it's like energy attracts like energy. So you probably heard the saying, misery loves company. So if we're in a misery frequency, and by the way, this is all measurable. You know, you can measure these frequencies. That's why I love the work of the late Dr. David Hawkins. He developed something called the map of consciousness, where using applied kinesiology, a scientific method, he calibrated on a logarithmic scale the values, if you will, the frequencies of 17 different emotions, ranging at the very bottom from shame and guilt and then grief, all the way up to several levels of enlightenment. And so when you look at the measurements, the frequencies, and you start to identify where am I most of the time? And, you know, there's frequencies for like anger and pride.
Okay.
So the lower frequencies are all ego frequencies, right up to pride. So when I'm angry or I'm lustful or I'm afraid, I'm anxious, those frequencies are all ego frequencies. And then you get to pride. Pride is better than some of the lower frequencies, of course, and we've got pride all over the place, but it's still divisive. My school, your school, my religion, your religion, my politics, your politics. We live in a very dualistic world. And so when we're in that dualistic frequency, all those different frequencies, we're actually attracting those into our lives. So we're seeing what we're looking for. The universe is just reflecting back to us what's going on inside us. So if we're chaotic inside, we're anxious, we're afraid, we're stressed, we're angry, we're not forgiving, so to speak, we're going to see all of that around us in the world. And that's just going to give us evidence that we're right.
Yes.
The world's screwed up. Look at it. But when we transcend pride, and the next frequency there is courage, because it takes courage to let go. It takes courage to say, enough of this. I'm done with this. And we start to get into the frequencies of appreciation and gratitude and joy and peace, and we start to practice that and take on that vibration. That's what we see all around us. Again, that's another form of seeing the miraculous. The world is full of miracles. I mean, the very fact that we've got 70 trillion cells in our bodies somehow getting along, that's a miracle, right?
We
start to realize that I'm in charge of the radio dial, so to speak, because a good metaphor here is the radio frequencies.
Yes.
You know, you might like certain types of music that I don't, because it's not my vibe. It's your vibe. The same thing with friends. You like certain people. What we're doing is we're finding like vibes. And by changing our vibe, which is the only thing we really have any control over, we can't change somebody else's vibe. That's something they have to do. But by changing our vibes, by elevating our awareness and consciousness, by forgiving, by just being more grateful day to day, we're attracting more things into our lives to be grateful for. So the law of attraction brings us what's going on internally. And it's awesome when we start to really realize we're not victims. We're not, it's not out there that's messing us up. It's what's going on inside of me, and I'm drawing it in.
This turned Jack's world around, all of his world, the business world, the personal world, in the book Miracle Minded Manager, a modern day parable about how to apply A Course in Miracles in business by John J. Murphy. His website, johnjmurphy.org, book available wherever books are sold. I'm going to take about 30 seconds, a minute here at the end. How do we know we're on the right track? When you were going through this transformation, this evolution in your life, how did you realize, all that I've studied, all that I've read, I'm beginning to see results. I think this is working for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, step number one is we feel more at peace. We feel more gratitude. We wake up every day with enthusiasm and eagerness and appreciation. The people that are attracted into our lives are just, they're kind, they're compassionate. In fact, we start tuning out all the negativity in the world, just everything you see on the news, for example, or things like that. What we start to see, Rick, are the beauty in the world, the harmony, the balance, the rhythm, the flow, the incredible miracles that are going on all the time. And maybe it's just watching the sunrise and hearing the birds sing to start your day, rather than turning on the news to hear about something you have absolutely no control over.
That will ruin the rest of your day or get you so irritated and that you can't get that out of your mind for the rest of the day. So, boy, the time has gone by so quickly. Our guest, John J. Murphy, his website, very simple, johnjmurphy.org. The book, this book, Miracle Minded Manager, a modern day parable about how to apply A Course in Miracles in business. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Order it on John's website as well. Information on his other books there. I thank Reader's Magnet, readersmagnet.com, for arranging our conversation today. John, this has been fun. I really want to do this again. Time has gone by way too quickly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. If I could just add one more thing.
Sure.
Even though the two main characters in the book are male, Jack McDonald and Jordan McKay, what you discover in reading the book, that the real heroes behind these guys are the women. So the book is a real tribute to women, too. I'll just say that.
and real life as well. Without them, I don't know where any of us would be. So so nicely done with that and putting that in perspective. That's just one of the many benefits of Miracle Minded Manager. Again, the book available wherever books are sold. John's website, johnjmurphy.org. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.